was wondering, as we sing in some of those songs, do we really believe what we were singing? How great is our God? He does miracles. How great is He? You know, sometimes we think back and we look at some of the miracles that were performed in the past, and we just look at that and say, oh, God was so good, but, well, it's just not for us today. No, God just, He just did that for, till the word was written, but He's still great. Amen, He is still great. I want to speak to you this morning about a subject. Well, what happened is last September, my wife and I, we were in Indonesia and the Philippines. And when we were in Indonesia, the Lord gave Nancy, which she sends her greetings to everyone, by the way. The Lord gave Nancy a word and said, divine reversal, divine reversal. And that began to resonate in our spirit and our heart. And we went home and mentioned it in testimony that the Lord had done that or had spoken that to her and so on. And it just began to resonate in the heart of one of the elders there in the church. And he stood up about 2 months later and just shared about 5 minutes about divine reversal. And I looked at that and I said, you know what? You got to preach on that. And about another month and a half or two later, I said to him, I said, you got to preach on that divine reversal. And so I said, week from Sunday's your turn. You do it. And the other elders were just sitting there and said, yeah. Now, this guy doesn't really want to preach a whole lot. In fact, unless we force him to, he won't. And but he did. And it began to just stir in my spirit more and more. And last week, I began to minister on divine reversal myself. And because I began to see some things in there, and I began to sense that this was a time that God is wanting to do something in His church. He's reversing things in our lives. That's my closing statement right there. That's okay. That's all right. Tell them where you're going. And so I began to look some things up. And I'm not preaching Tony's message or anybody else's message. This is what God gave to me on this. But reversal means to turn around and go a different way. Okay, turn around and go a different way. When Moses was up on the mount there and he's guarding the sheep and taking care of the sheep and he saw the burning bush and you know, he had to turn. He says, I will now turn and see this sight. And it means to turn from the way you're going and go a different way. But divine reversal means that God has intervened and has changed the situation to go His way. Divine reversal means God intervened. God stepped into the situation. That situation that was that you found yourself in, the situation that Israel found themselves in, the situation that whatever is going on in the nation, in the state, in the city. And to change the circumstance. Bring forth what He wanted. So we can really call this message divine reversal, or we can call it when God intervenes. You take your pick, all right? And I'm going to just mention some scenarios for you first. We're not going to turn to these places. I'm just going to mention some things just to get your minds thinking. And there's a lot of places in the Bible where we could really look at here. But I am on, right? No. There, now I'm on. Sorry about that. There we go. All right. In Exodus. I can walk around now. All right. In Exodus chapter 1 and chapter 2, we find the children of Israel are in Egypt and they're in bondage there in Egypt. Pharaoh. Don't touch it. in chapter 2, Israel is in the bondage there. And not going to work. I can use the other one. Amen. Israel is in Egypt. They're in bondage. And God begins to move, okay? And the Pharaohs, they begin to put out an edict to save the girls, the girl babies, but kill all the boys. And God begins to move. There's a word to kill all the male babies because they don't want the deliverer to come. And God begins to intervene. God changes things. He not only changes things to protect the life of Moses, but he even causes those who were trying to kill him to raise him, to pay for him to be raised. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Divine reversal. In Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, we find where Herod wants to try to kill Jesus. And God intervenes and he reverses all of that by giving some dreams to Joseph and dreams to the kings that had come to him, and so that they don't go back to Herod and tell him what's going on. And Joseph takes Mary and Jesus and goes into Egypt, and they're saved. Divine reversal. Now, babies die, and I'm sorry about that. Really, you know, I always wondered why he didn't save all of them. But, you know, in other words, his purpose was redeemed, was saved, okay? And also there's times when Jesus is ministering. He ministers something, and the people get all upset, and they want to push him over a cliff and kill him, and he just walks through the midst. They pick up stones to stone him, and he just walks through the midst. God changed the situation. He reversed what man was wanting to do. He reversed the situation and brought forth for his glory. The book of Daniel, chapter 3. We find that this king, he has this idol image set up, and he says, if you don't bow down to that image, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And we have three Hebrew children. I always wonder what happened to Daniel there. But anyway, three Hebrew children there, they come and they don't bow down. And so the people respond to the king and say, hey, these three guys, they didn't bow down. And he starts talking to them, and they have the audacity to say, well, we're not going to do it. Doesn't matter what your edict says. We're not going to do it because our God is able, even if he decides not to, our God is able to save us and to deliver us. And so the king throws them into the fiery furnace, and you guys know the story. And they walk around, and the only thing that is burned up are the bondages. And the king turns around, and he calls them to come back out. And they come out, and they are then promoted. Now that's divine reversal. Instead of being killed, they're promoted. Three chapters later in the book of Daniel, Daniel is thrown into a lion's den. And the lions begin to, someone said this to me once, and I thought it was really great. He says, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when the lions smelled him, he smelled so much like the lion of the tribe of Judah that they didn't bother him. Someone said that, and I claimed that, and it's now mine. Amen. I like that. He smells so much like the lion of the tribe. And brothers and sisters, ever since then, has been something inside of me that says, I want to smell like the lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to be like him. All right? And he is delivered. That which the men thought was going to bring an end to Daniel actually brought promotion to him and death to them. Now, again, I don't particularly want people to die, but at the same time, divine reversal. All right? And I thought of Esther, the book of Esther. Haman rises up into authority, and he has all kinds of authority there in the kingdom in Babylon. And
And he gets all upset at Mordecai, and he goes to the king, and he has this edict made and sent out that they could not just to get Mordecai, you know, just to kind of put it in a little bit of perspective. Someone gets upset at Brother Oscar and says, "Well, you know, I'm going to get him, but I'm not content. I'm going to wipe out that whole church. Everybody in it, I'm going to wipe out." How would you guys feel about that? See? You wouldn't like that. Well, they didn't either, okay? And so you guys know the story. Esther goes in before the king and changes things. And the one that was going to kill, wanted to kill Mordecai, he and his family and all of those cohorts around the known world at that time, all of the enemies of Israel are also slain. Divine reversal. Now again, I'm not looking to have people die, okay? Please don't hear that. I'm just quoting scripture, that's right. I'm giving you stories and I'm shortening them a lot. Because you could preach for hours on every one of those stories I just gave you. All right? But look what happens here. This is divine reversal, or this is what happens when God begins to intervene into the lives of God's people. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 32. Let's go there. I we'll read a little bit there. Acts chapter 5. And I'm going to start reading at verse 17, and I'm not going to read all of it. "Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation." Now notice these people are filled, these religious leaders are filled with indignation, "and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, 'Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.' And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with them came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and repented or reported, saying, 'Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one there.'" The prison was secure. The doors were shut. But there wasn't anybody there. So if you read on, you find that what happens is that, well, where are they? And they go, look, and here they are. They're standing in the temple teaching the words of God, because that's what the angel told them to do. The angel released them from the prison. They who were supposed to be going before the religious leaders to be tried the next morning were released by the angels of God, angel of God, and they obeyed the angel and they went to the temple, and here they are standing and preaching. Divine reversal. Amen. Oh, let me see. I want to read. There's let me go down. They get them. They bring Peter and the other apostles, and they begin to speak to these religious leaders, and they say, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And then let me jump down to verse, he talks a little bit more, but go down to verse 33. "When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, Gamaliel." Divine reversal. They wanted to kill him. They were furious at these fishermen, at these apostles, these men of God. They were furious at them because they dared to stand there and tell them about the Lord and tell them that these men had sin in their life, that they had sinned, all right? That they what they had done was not right. But what happens here? God intervenes. God intervenes. In Acts chapter 12, look at this one real quick. Acts chapter 12. Verse 1, now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. And you guys know the story. Peter is put in prison, and the angel comes, and he's chained. He's got a guard on either side of him, and he's chained to him. And the angel comes and wakes him up. I mean, he's sound asleep. How many of you would be sound asleep if you're chained to two different guys, one on either side of you, and you know that the next day they're about to kill you? How many of you would have that kind of peace? How many of us? Let me change it. But here he is. He's sound asleep. Not only that, but the angel wakes him up, and he gets up. The angel opens a door. He walks out. He goes out. He's out in the street, and he thinks it's a vision. He thinks he's dreaming. He doesn't even realize he is awake. And in a house, there's a bunch of people praying for him. So you guys know the story. That's the story here. And he goes and he knocks on the door and all this. And they think, oh, it's his ghost. But I don't want to go into all of that. But what had happened? God intervened to change the circumstance, to change the situation, to do his bidding, to do what he wanted. Psalms chapter 2 says that men make plans and they agree and they want to do things against God, but God sits in the heavens and laughs. And God has his way in our heart, in our life. Now listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to repeat my question to you earlier. Is God still the God of miracles, or is he just the God that we read about and that he did miracles before, but never again? Has he decided that he will not do any more miracles? We don't need miracles. We got doctors, we got physicians, we got financial advisors, we've got... No, I want you to know they had all those in the Old Testament too. Amen. Amen. The Levites were not just ministers in the temple. They were the doctors. They were the lawyers. They were the financial advisors. Come on. They were all there. Now, they may not have had the automatic dishwashers and the washing machines and dryers and automobiles, but they had a whole lot. And they had everything that we really need, they had as well. All of those different things. And yet, God did miracle after miracle, after miracle. Wow. So do we really believe? I want you to know where I'm going. I mean, Jim said it a little bit ago. Jesus reversed the curse. And there is some curses and there are some things that have been spoken against you and against me that Jesus, Brother Oscar has already said, he already paid for it. It's already there. And the Lord is in the process of reversing those things in your life and in my life. And today he wants you to understand that he's reversing things in your life today. Amen? All right. Let's look. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? All have sinned. And all have come short of something. They've come short of the glory of God. But when you and I give our life to Jesus Christ, what happened in your life? He began to reverse things in your life. So that no longer are you coming short of the glory of God, but now you can begin to receive the glory of God. Now you can begin to walk in the glory of God because he began to reverse that curse that was on your life. He began to change your situation into what he wanted. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, we find the story of the... I like this chapter. Here's the disciples. They had walked with Jesus. They had been sent out, Luke, I think it's Luke chapter 10. They were sent out by Jesus to spread the word of God and to heal the sick and so on and so forth. And they come back rejoicing, 70 of them. They come back rejoicing that the devil was subject to the name of the Lord through, you know, when they spoke and so on. All these great things. Amen. And then here, I don't know how long it was, but maybe a year and a half, 2 years later, whatever it is, they are terrified and they're hiding in the upper room for fear that they're going to be killed. Jesus has been killed, has been crucified, raised from the dead, and they've got a message. They know what had happened in the past. They know that Jesus used them, that God used them to bring forth deliverance to people in the past, but that was the past. That was a year ago. That was 2 years ago. That was some time ago, whatever time it was, and that happened back then. But now our leader is gone, and here we are. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go, and all of a sudden God begins to intervene and he reverses their thinking. He reverses everything about them. They're filled with the Holy Spirit and with boldness they go out and begin to proclaim the glory of God. And 3,000 are saved on that day because they no longer had the fear. God reversed things. He reversed things in their life. He changed things. I gotta read another scripture. Oh, I gotta wait on that one. I'm sorry. I got a bunch of scriptures here. More than I'm gonna use, I'll tell you that. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. He cleanses us. He changes. He reverses things in our life. Amen. We were walking in sin. As we were talking about in the adult class, Sunday school class this morning, you don't know, before you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot understand the things of God. You can't understand the things. People of the world are fighting against you because they don't understand you. Amen? But when they come to Christ, he begins to reverse those things in your spirit and in your mind where you begin to understand and comprehend them. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. It removes all sin and causes our lives to be changed. We begin to change and go a different way. That's exactly what repentance means. It means to turn around and go a different way. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus came to take it away." All right, there's other scriptures. Romans chapter 6, "Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body." But let me go down to Hebrews 2, and this one I want to read. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15. "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood," and every child is, they partake of flesh and blood because that's what they are, "he himself likewise shared in the same." In other words, he became flesh and blood. That through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those, listen to this, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus came and he delivered from fear. And he delivered from bondage. He has reversed the curse. He is reversing the things in your life and in my life. So I ask you once again, do you really believe what you were singing? Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is who He said He is? Do you really believe what God is doing in the earth and understand that God has all things in control? Or do we believe that God is the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, but He's not really the God that we serve? He's just asleep. He's on a journey. He's out somewhere else. He is not doing miracles. For some reason, He just decided He would never do it. I want you to know that isn't the God I serve. The God I serve is the one that says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That tells me that the God that we serve is the same God that delivered Moses, that delivered Esther and the people of God, that delivered Daniel, that delivered the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that changed the mind of Israel, that changed things, that caused the disciples to come out of jail. I have a young man right now that is facing the possibility of going to jail, and I'm talking to him, and I'm trying to work with him to see that he doesn't have to go to jail, but that he can be saved, that God can reverse that curse that's been put upon him. Amen. Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. What are you really trying to get at, Brother Roy? What I really believe God is saying is that there are some of us here today that are facing some situations and some problems that God wants to reverse that in your life, and He is telling you right now that He wants you to begin to understand and accept, and He will begin to reverse those things that are in your life. Hello? There's a lot more scriptures that we could use. I don't have them written down. I don't care. Amen. In Sunday school, I thought of a couple more. Just didn't get them written down. What about the woman at the well? That's one that came to me earlier today. What about the woman at the well? She met Jesus. And Jesus changed not only her life, but changed the life of the city. Of the Samaritans, the people the Jews would have nothing to do with unless they absolutely had to. They would go out of their way to avoid the Samaritans. Hello. And Jesus. And listen to me, brothers and sisters. I believe with all my heart God wants to change some things in some of your lives today. He wants to change the situation, and it isn't just for you. Hello? Every one of those circumstances, others were also released, set free, began to see. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, and the king saw them and he called them to come out, The very king that had said, if you don't bow down to my image when you hear the sound of the music, you will go and you will die in that fire. That same king not only promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he sent a word to all the known world. He sent a letter to all the known world and said, don't you guys ever say anything bad about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't speak a word. That's kind of a divine reversal, don't you think? What God can protect you? What God can take care of you? Oh, don't say anything against that God. Amen. I think I'm done preaching. I said, I think. But here's what God wants to do. If you find yourself in a situation here today, and this is what I see what I felt as I've been praying about this, I began to see that we began to stand, we began to come and began to just pray and began to just see the hand of God move in your spirit and in your heart and to reverse whatever it is that is there. Listen, he came, he delivered from fear, he delivered from bondage, he brought healing, he brought deliverance, he brought all kinds of things, and he has said, whatever the situation, it doesn't matter what the situation is. How great is our God? I didn't ask our sister to sing those songs. How great, I mean, a couple of them talked about how great is our God. And how great is he? I want you to understand, he is so great that he will change your situation. Amen. So what's your situation? Last night, a brother, what is the name of that place again? Gathering of the Remnant with Gary Smith. Amen. Talked a little bit about Gideon. I want to see a divine reversal. He's hiding for fear because the Midianites are coming up and taking their food. What's taking your food? Well, Brother Roy, I got all kinds of food at home. I mean, you know, if you get done preaching here, I can go home and enjoy it. Besides, you said you were done preaching. But what happened? What about the spiritual food? What about the Word of God that comes into your spirit and into your mind, and then as soon as you find yourself in a test and a trial, all of a sudden it's gone, and you forget those things? Let's stand. I'm done preaching because I believe God wants to do it. He wants to touch you this morning. He wants to move in your spirit and in your heart. Amen. And if you have a situation in your life that needs some intervention by God, I want you to come up front right here, right now. Come on. I don't care if it's healing, if it's finances, if it's whatever it might be. I want you to come. I am believing that, in fact, Brother Oscar didn't know what I was preaching on, and he said something in the prayer as he prayed for me, that there'd be a mighty anointing and a mighty move of God, something along those lines, and I have been believing God for that to happen this morning in your life. I am believing God for divine reversal. If you have children that are not serving God, let's reverse that thing. If you have family members that you love that are sick and afflicted, let's reverse that thing. If you have financial problems, let's reverse. If you're afraid of something, let's reverse that. I don't care what the situation may be, okay? It could be any kind of a situation, and God wants to reverse it. He wants to change that situation this morning so that you no longer are in bondage to that thing. You no longer fear that thing, but the Spirit of God is going to move into your heart and into your life and into your situation. When God intervenes, when God intervenes, and I'm going to begin to pray and I'm going to ask God to just give you a revelation of what he wants so that you, Psalms 2 goes on to say, I declare the decree, thou art my son in whom I'm well pleased. And that word, that's verse 7, and that word is not just speaking of Jesus, it is speaking of you. I am declaring you today to be my son, to be my child, to be one that stands in my kingdom, and you can begin, oh God, you can begin to see things changed in your spirit and in your life, in your situation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, and I pray. I'm going to start right here. Father, in Jesus' name, touch this brother. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's a sadness, there's a depression, there's a hurt that's going on in his spirit and in his life. And we just command right now in the name of Jesus that this thing be reversed and that joy comes in the morning. That joy begins to come in the name of Jesus. And he begins to see the presence of God as you intervene in his life, in his situation, in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for my brother and sister, right now, mighty, mighty God, now, whatever the situation is, Lord, reverse it in the name of Jesus. Bring health, bring healing. Lord, bring a clearness of mind and of thought in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Lord, in Jesus' name, raise this young man up as a man of God that stands and declares the word of the Lord to many people in Jesus' name. Father, for my brother and sister, I claim now in the name of Jesus, long health, life, healing in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, mighty God. In thy name we pray, in Jesus' holy name. Lord, you've already shown us the anointing that's on the sister's life. Increase it in the name of the Lord. Increase it in Jesus' name. And Father, whatever the situation is in her life, we just command right now by the power of the word of the Lord that you're going to intervene. And this week she will see a difference in the name of Jesus. This week in Jesus' mighty name. In thy name we pray. Father, now in the name of the Lord, I just speak for my brother in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of Christ rise up and change his mind and his thinking. Change, oh God, the way of thought in him, Lord, that he begins to understand who he really is in you, in Jesus' name, and begins to declare the glory of God in this place, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, in thy name, right now, whatever the situation this young man is facing, Father, oh God, there's been some ridicule and there's been some hurt and some pain. We just pour in the oil, the balm of Gilead right now into his spirit in the name of Jesus. And we declare boldness to begin to rise up and to speak the things of God in Jesus' mighty name. For my brother, Lord, I just declare your life, oh God, to overflow in him and through him in Jesus' mighty name. And I bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. More, Father. Her heart has been crying out for more of you. And we just declare right now, Lord, revelation of your spirit into her spirit in Jesus' name. That in 2 days, Father, she will have a great revelation of you that will carry her for many days and help her in her situation and circumstance of life. Remove the loneliness, remove the hurt and the pain in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you for it. Lord, and I bless my brother and sister. I thank you for the ministry that you have given to them. But Lord, I pray for increase in Jesus' mighty name. I pray right now, mighty God, you will increase the very anointing of God. And Lord Jesus, that their family will know the reality of Christ and will know the fullness of God that you are bringing forth even in them and through them in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless them. In thy name we pray. Oh God, more, Lord. More, mighty God. Lord, there's been concern and hurt. There's been some real worry going on here in this vessel. And I just pray now in the name of Jesus that this will be resolved in the name of the Lord quickly, Father, quickly in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've spoken this word to me and just spoken into my heart and said that you wanted to do a mighty work in the lives of your people here this day. And we claim it in the name of Jesus. Right now, bless my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. More, Lord. Father, the concern that's on her heart and the worry that is there, Lord, we just come against it now in the name of Jesus. And we speak total healing and health. We speak, Lord God, oh Lord, her hands to be used for healing others, many others in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it by the power of your word in Jesus' name. Minister to my brother, Lord God. Open his mind and his spirit. Open his heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Richard, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, move upon him by the power of your spirit Open his mind, dear God, and remove the sorrow and the pain that is there. Help him, Lord, to stand true in the word of the Lord, in Jesus' name. And for this young man, Father, I just thank you for him. And I pray, Lord, you will bless him. Whatever situation he's facing, Lord God, I just come against it now in Jesus' name. Lord, you said all things will work together for good to those that love you and are called according to your purpose. So, Father, we call all these things to work together for good, for the good of your kingdom and the good of this young man in Jesus' name. Bless my brother in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for him. Oh, God. Lord, there's concern for family. There's concern, Lord, for hearts of people. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, you will help him, Father, to declare the word of the Lord. Give him the boldness of Christ. Help him, Lord, in Jesus' name, to stand when others even begin to walk away, that he continues to stand in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, I heard last night of a healing you did in my sister. But Father, I pray for greater healing. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for miraculous things to take place in her spirit and in her heart. And Lord, for the concerns that are upon her mind, even now, Father, we just claim by the power of your spirit that these things will be changed quickly in Jesus' name. Lord, in 1 month, she's going to see the seed and the fruit of great things beginning to come in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, open the mind and open the spirit and help her, Lord. God, she's facing some situations that only you and she knows. But Lord, I just claim right now in the name of Jesus, you are the God of all situations. You are the God of the present, not just the God of yesterday, not just the God of the Old Testament or even of the New Testament times, but you are the God of today. Lord, open up her spirit and give her a revelation of what you want to accomplish in her and through her in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for these sisters of the Lord that come. Lord, if I'm not mistaken, they come a long way to come and to be here. And Father, I thank you for the safety that you give them week after week. But Lord, I also thank you for the presence of God that's in their spirit and in their heart. And Lord, I just pray for real anointing in Jesus' name. Lord, that they begin to make a difference in their community. They begin to stand and to declare by the power of your word and to see, Lord, oh God, things they can't do on their own, but they declare it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to know God has spoken, just spoke to me just now and said that he wants you to begin to declare, not just pray for, but to declare the answer to situations, because he's going to change situations. And I don't even know where you live, but he's going to change situations where you live as you declare the word of God and the truth of God in those situations. Father, bless my sister in the name of Jesus. Touch her. I thank you, Lord, for your healing power. And God, we just come against right now the thoughts of the enemy that she's growing old. She's about ready to go. No, Lord, we don't claim that. We claim the presence of God in her life. We declare the strength of God in her spirit and in her heart. And an open mind in Jesus' name. A refreshed mind, Lord. A refreshed mind in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Heal. Heal.
Thank you, Father.
In thy name we pray. From my brother in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for him, and I bless him right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for his strength, and I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in him and through him. The Lord God, you are about to do a mighty work in him and in his situation in Jesus' holy name. I don't know you, young man. I don't know remember if I've ever seen you before or not. I don't remember. But I just see there's been like some darkness around you, and you've been kind of concerned. There's some real darkness. And God says, I've anointed you to share the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ into that situation. For the light dispels the darkness. Yes. And as you begin to just stand in faith in the purity of Christ, yes, and begin to declare the word of the Lord, you will see light come and darkness will flee, says the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. I thank you for healing. I thank you for the standard that has been there for many, many years. And Lord, I thank you for life that you have imparted into her in Jesus' name. And I just bless her now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remove the situations. Change them for your glory and your honor. And Father, in the name of Jesus, for my brother and sister right now, Lord God, open their spirits and their minds to hear and to know more of what you are saying to them personally, intimately, in Jesus' name. Let your word become a lamp under their feet and a light to their path in the name of Jesus, that they might declare that word and to see the fullness of Christ come in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, for my sister now, in the name of the Lord, more, Lord, more of your presence, more of your spirit in Jesus' name. And we just come against the pain that has been there. We come against the hurt in the heart. We just come against it now in the name of Jesus. And we declare a healed heart, and we declare life in the name of Jesus, and the presence of God to come and to flow throughout her body in Jesus' name, and to bring total healing right now in the name of Jesus. And not just physical healing, but Lord, relational healing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. You are restoring lives. You are about to restore some lives and some relationships that have been severed, that have been destroyed. You are about to restore them in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your, oh God, there is a spirit of empathy that is in our sister, a spirit that hears and senses and feels the cry of others. And Lord, I just pray now you will sharpen that gift and sharpen, Lord Jesus, the anointing of God, and cause her, Lord, to begin to not just sense and to feel the hurt and the pain in others, but to know what to do with it in the name of Jesus, and to bring it to you, and to make the difference, to stand, Lord, as the light bearer in the midst of difficult situations, and to see you glorified in them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for my sister. Are you the one they said they was healed or had a problem earlier? No, had some? Okay. I don't know. Amen. But there is a presence of God about you, and God wants you to understand that there is an anointing that is within you that is not there for your sake. It is there to come forth, and it is there to be used for the glory of God. And God is calling you to even begin to stand and to teach the word of the Lord, and to begin to stand and to declare the things of God, and to know that as you stand in Him, you will see things change in your personal situation. Amen. Because when you give out what God's given you, He will do for you what you cannot do for yourself in Jesus' name. Father, and I bless each one, and I bless my brother. I just thank you, Lord, that he's doing better. But Father, I just declared wholeness, a physical wholeness, physical body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you've given him a sharp mind. Help him, Lord God, as he uses this to declare the word of God. Lord, help him, Father, to spread that word into many places in Jesus' name. Heal in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. there's been a real hurt in your spirit. I don't know what it is, but when I just laid hands on you, I just saw a real cry coming out of your heart and out of your spirit unto God. And even a wondering, God, can this really be changed and really be fixed? And God says, yes, it can. And I will bring forth some changes that you will sit back and marvel at. You will sit back and wonder, God, Did I really see that? Is my eyes deceiving me? And the Lord says, no, your eyes aren't deceiving you, but I am bringing changes in your spirit and in your life. Amen. Amen. Can we worship Him? Hallelujah. God's reversing things. Jesus came to reverse the curse. And whatever curse, whatever thing it is that has been spoken against you, whether it be from people or even the enemy speaking into your own heart, well, you're not this, you're not that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're a woman, you're a man, you're a this, you're that, whatever it is, forget it. Use the word of the Lord. Declare who you are. Oh, God. Can I take just another couple minutes? Last night I ministered on the mantle. Amen. And Brother Gary said that you can get that message off the internet. I forget how. Gatheringoftheredeemed.org or .com. Oh, huh? Of the Remnant. Thank you. Gathering of the Remnant. I'll get it right yet. Gatheringoftheremnant.com. So I'm not going to preach the whole thing here. Just say thank you, Brother Roy. But let me just summarize it by saying this. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, they took His clothing off of Him, and one of those pieces of clothing was His robe or His mantle. And they didn't want to divide it, so they cast stones, they gambled to get it, meaning that it stayed whole. Why? Because when you got saved, He put His mantle over you. It's a mantle that declares who you are in God. I'll take you to one other scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 17, David slays Goliath. 1 Samuel 18, David is speaking to Jonathan, Saul, the son of Saul. And Jonathan takes off his mantle and his other things. I won't go into all that. Takes off his mantle and puts it on David. Why? What is happening? From that moment on, David's no longer looked at as a shepherd. He now has the garment that identifies him as the prince and the next king of Israel. When they see him, they don't see a shepherd, brother. They see the king. They see the authority of the prince. That's the mantle that you have. That's why you can begin to see all of these things reversed in your life. And I just gave you an hour's message in that couple minutes. Just again, say thank you, Brother Roy. I love you guys. Father, I bless this people. I thank you for them, and I thank you for the standard of Christ that they reveal in this community, in the surrounding metropolitan area, Lord, in the tri-state area. Lord, that you look down and you see them, and you say, that's my son. That's mine. That's my child that's growing into maturity in me. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, some of you may say, well, I'm a daughter. No. Son just speaks of maturity, doesn't speak of gender. It's not gender. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm just going to quit. I'll give you that. And yeah, I'll keep
okay. Praise the Lord. Could I have somebody stand back? A basket and stand by the back door. We'll take a love offering for Brother Roy. And this has been a real special service, and I'm so glad that we have to begin to believe the reversal of the curse. I like that because, you know, he finished the work on Calvary. It was finished. When he said it was finished, it was finished. And we got to quit telling ourselves it's not finished, because it is finished. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we just ask you to just bless Brother Roy and just bless the ministry as he goes forth. And Father, just bless his wife. And Father, I just ask you to just pour yourself through him every place you send him, Lord. Let that special anointing and even the miraculous miracle anointing rest upon him and begin to come forth in greater and greater depths as he gives himself to you. Father, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you all.